views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. What a day. This is a busy day. This is a happy day. This is an Emmy day. Tonight are the big awards for the daytime Emmys. And it's interesting. Somebody was asking me, oh, are you nervous, and blah, 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 blah. You know, and thank God for this work. I just stay in the moment of now and all the excitement of now, and visualizing the outcome that I know has already happened. And so getting even a more understanding of what our work means, that experience has already occurred for me. So whether it occurs in real time tonight or not, it's already occurred for me. So my daughter's going with me. She's accompanying me so we can share this little journey and trip. And also next week is the 300th show of Conscious Creation, 300th radio show. Now, it's, I think Stephen said 500 if you include Bright Light, because remember the show used to be called Bright Light, and then when we came over to Blog Talk, we changed it to Conscious Creation. So, you know, some of you have been on this journey with me for a while, and it just keeps, for me anyway, getting staggeringly better. If you want to talk to the channel today, please press 1 now so Stephen has time to get you into the queue. For those of you who joined me on the last webinar, the complete creation and manifestation process, well, probably were as blown away as I was, but I have some new information for you, that what was actually given to us, the formula, the daily routine formula that was given to us, is actually about integration. And the information then came in that when all of you is integrated and not fighting each other, right? So all your beliefs are integrated. All your feelings are integrated toward what you're saying you want and claiming that you want, then creation and manifestation happens. So literally the process of integration is what has to take place for creation. So I want everybody that was with me, which is usually everybody, you know, that's on the calls on Sunday too, to be sure you understand exactly what we were given. And the part that they wanted me to bring forth on the show today, any and all negative energy must be commanded back to the light, be turned back into light, and redirected to divine love as the light. So let's talk for a minute about what the heck we mean by negative energy. So negative energy can be belief systems that are in conflict with what you're saying you want, like, I want money, while you're holding the belief that people with money are all jerks and take advantage of the rest of us. So that's a really easy way to understand how your own belief systems that were given to you by someone else, usually, or incorrectly put together by you through the happenings of your life, that when you are not integrated and in agreement across the board, it thwarts your creation process. They're adding, creates different vibrations and frequencies within you. And when you have conflicting frequencies, let's just look at that in music. It doesn't make a harmonious tone. Now, a lot of this is also based on the fact that your brain and your subconscious need to be aligned and in harmony. That's why when they talk to us about Mozart, it's important to understand that what they're really talking about is that in that music, there are harmonizing frequencies that come together in that music. That is not the case with... I mentioned heavy metal, and they said heavy metal music isn't good for anybody. And I love Jan because she sent me an email questioning that, and that allowed us to go even further, like, wasn't that a judgment? And they said no, because we're literally speaking of frequencies. We're not speaking of negative messages, right, in the words. We're speaking of frequencies that come together. And the frequencies that are used in some music are literally detrimental to our brains. It scrambles them, okay, so that we get confused or we go into anger or reaction. So that's why fights don't break out at classical music symphonies, and fights do break out at heavy metal concerts, because your brains literally get scrambled. So everything that they gave us is to bring ourselves into the frequencies of integration. That's really important to understand what that outline was that they gave us. So again, the link, in case you missed the webinar and you still want to sign up for it, it's on imdwallace.com. It will be in the email hopefully tomorrow. Joni's on vacation, and I'm leaving for Maui in the morning. So two ships are crossing in the night. Hopefully we'll get it on the e-blast that goes out for you tomorrow. We're Bapalapalu. We just sent our first three bears to an order in Japan. So Bapa's word is crossing the count, what am I trying to get out of my mouth here? The world. Off to Australia, several to Canada, one to Ireland, one to Scotland. So that makes me happy. That makes me happy that the message of self-love is getting out now across the world to everyone. And just have done several really big interviews lately. And I can see the shift, guys. because usually it's, yeah, we know you do that healing work, but let's talk about your acting. And now it's like, oh my God, I didn't know this side of you. Let's talk about that, right? So there is definitely a shift in what I'm putting out and the response that's coming back to me, and also the consciousness that's being opened up in the world. And believe it or not, I think Mr. Trump has a lot to do with this, because he is bringing forward into our consciousness the frequencies that we do not want, that make us feel out of harmony. So everything is working toward the good, and that's what the channel wants you to know. Okay, so I can go on to the calls. All right, again, if you want to speak to the channel, please press 1 now so we can get you in the queue. All righty, I'm going to Emily in California. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Well, congratulations already on tonight. I'm so thrilled for you.
Thank you.
And I would love more discernment about using the light within me to heal myself.
Yes.
The webinar was off the charts. And I just, you know, afterwards I thought, oh, I'm going to send the light to my ego. I'm going to send the light, you know, just all these different, oh, this situation, this emotion. And
yep.
I love the image they gave me that you verbalized for me, a trail for me to see it as a trail of stars, because somehow it's like I feel it really powerfully in my heart center, but this trail of stars just goes effortlessly. It's not like I have to shoot it. You know what I mean? It just,
yes.
It's like pixie dust or something. So
right.
I would just love to know if there's anything else to discern or bring into alignment to help that.
No,
work more power.
You got it, Emily. You got it.
Awesome.
The only thing you have to know is that it's that simple.
Okay.
And, you know, for people who may have not been on the webinar, you are the light. You are the tool of your light. Your light is your tool to work with, but you send it without any expectations. So it's not a deal, right? I'm sending my light in order to get you're just simply sending the light, because again, the light helps bring the frequencies into balance. Okay?
Awesome. Yes.
Much then, like the violet flame and the golden light, right?
Mhm.
So, like the Om sound, like Mozart, like tapping above your head. All of these things are tools that we use to bring ourselves into the frequency of integration and creation. So you had another
awesome.
Question.
Yes. Is there anything more about Prince? You mentioned him at the beginning of last week's call, and he's really been on my mind, perhaps because of his belief that not to seek medical, you know, I've heard some mentions not to seek medical intervention because he believed he could heal himself. And I'm just curious, anyway, if the channel has anything about Prince for us.
Well, if you search the internet, you know, he was involved very much with studying energy. I think there's something I saw in there briefly about him talking about the Illuminati. Prince definitely believed in his light and the light, right? And,
mm-hmm.
Well, let's just ask the channel, what's the highest thing to know about Prince Sheets? But give me a song, darling.
Purple Rain.
Okay. For you, what is Purple Rain about? What's the message?
I'm just getting a blank.
Uh-huh. Okay, because really, again, This is the highest understanding. It's not about the words. It's about the frequencies the song brought together.
Mm.
And from what I'm understanding, and I was not a big follower of Prince, so this is purely from the channel. It can't be coming from me. But that's kind of what the focus of his life was about, was bringing together frequencies. Somebody sent me his symbol that he had created for himself.
Yeah.
And what the channel said it was the unification of masculine and feminine through music.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
Basically, okay, all right, hold on. Geez, you've opened up a can of worms here, Emily. So, they're bringing in drugs and stuff now. So hang on. Any kind of drugs, any, this is the highest word, any kind of drugs compromises the frequencies of integration.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's the confusion that a lot of creative people go into, because a lot of drugs make you feel like you're more creative because you can allow yourself to let go of the control and the fear that is holding you back. But it's the word they're giving me is masking.
That
you know. Now, I am not a doctor. I am not telling anyone to go off their medication. But I am telling you, you can use your light toward whatever you believe you need medication for. So in conjunction with whatever you're doing on this plane, use your light. Just send your light. That is your tool of integrating and vibrating at the frequency of creation. That took a little bit for me to bring in there. That's interesting. Okay, I get that's everything, darling. I hope that clarified some things for you.
Yeah, when so much attention and consciousness, you know, when a great being like that leaves the planet, you know, I feel like there's always purpose. So thank you.
Honey,
thank you. It was great.
No different than you, and no different than your mom. You see, but because he was in a place where he could bring this, and it's more than information they're saying, it was the feeling that happened when the frequencies came together. That's what you're responding to. All of us can do that. All of us are being called to do that, is to vibrate in that frequency. That's a choice, and it's open to everybody. Do you understand?
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Yes, got it.
Great light of you, and vibrate at the frequency that the world looks at you and says, oh, there's love. There's something there that I want to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you. Love you.
Beautiful, poetic opening to the show. Miss Helen in Colorado. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. My question goes back to, you frequently tell us to go back to what was happening in our young lives around we were growing up. And I lost my mother when I was 14, and so I've kind of shut most of those memories off, and I'm trying to figure out how to access those better.
Well, they would actually like to go to 14. First of all, you need, All righty. Well, everybody, please read my e-blast, because it's an extension of the webinar that we did, and there's important information coming to you tomorrow. But basically, you've shut your memories off, Helen, because there's a part of you at 14 that split off energetically so that you could protect yourself and get through your mother's death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's a part of us that split off, how the heck can we integrate ourselves together? So everybody right now, no matter when you are listening to this call, I want you to call back in all parts of you that you might have sent away, that might have shot off, broken off, be separated from yourself in any way. Call all those parts back. You're in charge. You're the boss. You're the creator of you on this plane. So call them back now. You're safe to do this because you are the ones that will be directing that energy from now on. When that energy split off from you, you didn't know you could handle it, and that's why you sent it off or it went off. So everybody call in all parts of me. I am calling in all parts of me that exist anywhere. I am reintegrating them at this point in a safe, conscious way to be directed by and through divine light. Now we are able to use and direct all of us. And now they want to go to a core belief that's going to help you open a lot of that stuff up. So hang on, please. This page here. Okay, I have to struggle to conquer. Talk to me what that means to you. I have to struggle to conquer.
That things aren't easy.
Okay, would you say that's a fair definition of your life?
It in stages, yes. It becomes easier and then it gets harder again.
Yeah, well, that's because you have a belief that you have to struggle. And then all of this healing stuff that you're involved in and this present consciousness living takes you into more ease and effortlessness, and then this part of you takes over. And so you're struggling to conquer the memory of your childhood because you've been struggling to conquer the reunification of you. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. So what's one word that is the opposite of struggle?
Ease.
Okay. I just want you to write the word ease, and I want you to write the word flow. Don't put it in a sentence. Just write it up and stick it all over your house. Ease,
okay.
Flow. Would you agree that the reunification of you right now in this last few moments has been pretty easy and easy to flow?
Yes.
Okay. So now they want, for everyone that has the same question that Helen had, they can guarantee you that when you were a little child, you were either taught or modeled struggle. Can you remember that? I'm going to your dad.
Not specifically. I hear it in stories that have been told later, but I don't have a specific memory of that.
Well, you have it within you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go to you and your experiences of struggle, that's exactly what you were taught when you were little. So do you really need specific memories? You really don't. You really just have to go, what's going on in my life that I want to change and I seem to be challenged or, quote, in struggle doing this? Oh, I see. So I've got this pattern going on. I get it. I don't get it. I win and then I don't win. And I'm happy and then I'm not happy. That's the struggle of I have it, I don't have it. And that is exactly your biggest belief system that's running you. I get it, I don't get it. I have it, I don't have it. And that literally sums up us having belief systems that fight ourselves. That's why your manifestation is being so compromised. Because, guys, we have to, just like the Emmy tonight, it's kind of immaterial. Would be nice, won't lie, would be nice if I have the little statue, but I've already had the experience of it. You have to give yourself the experience of having it all. And then ultimately, somehow, the universe matches that. But if you go, oh, I have it, oh, no, I'm not really going to get it. Oh, I have it. No, I'm not really. No, I have. No, well, I don't want to have it because then everybody's going to take it away from me anyway. See, you literally thwart the very thing you're trying to create. Do you understand?
I do. Yes.
Okay. So I think you have enough information, Helen, just to mind yourself now.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Wonderful question and a lot of information that I wasn't clear about. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dee.
You bet. Wow. And this is the show of Let's Teach Dee. We're going to Gail in Texas. Hi, Annie. You're on.
Hello, Dee. This is perfect after Helen. I am applying for a job that I've been acting in for a couple of months. And I just want to ask the channel to affirm that I'm exactly in harmony to be the successful candidate when they make the decision in 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, what do you think?
I think I am. I believe I am.
Okay. As you believe, it's delivered unto you. So, you see, guys, I want you to start going to you as the channel. You know. So, but if you have to call me and ask that question, there's a fear that you don't know.
Yes, there is.
Okay. So, bottom line, if our guiding rule is as you believe it's delivered unto you, and you're calling me and going, I don't really know, then how can it be delivered unto you if you don't really know? There's nothing else in your way other than you going, okay, I'm going to frickin' know here. I'm going to know what I know. So what's the yeah but about, Gail? Where does the yeah, I know but, where does that come from? Like your mother. I'm sorry, they're screaming at us.
That's so, exactly it, yes.
Oh, okay, so you get to pick now. Do you understand, everybody? You are the creators of what you want to believe. So do you want to keep the yeah but of your mom going, or do you want to go, okay, this is old, this is part of the struggle. I'm just going to know that I know, because until I know that I know and I claim that I know, I can't really know. I've got to say I've decided that this is the way it is, and then it can be that way. It doesn't happen the other way around. Do you understand, Gail?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So write up the word knowing for yourself. Not I know, just knowing. And why do we do that? Because your subconscious can't fight that. There's no part of you that can go, well, I don't know if I know, if you just write up the word knowing. but it gets it. It holds the focus on knowing. So have you played around in the deliciousness of being and doing this job?
Every minute I'm doing it.
Good. So just have fun doing that. But don't do it with any deal in place on what the outcome is. And there's a little bit of that going on. I'm going to do this so I can make this happen. No, just do it because it's delicious and fun to do. You with me?
I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, I'm not getting anything else. Go get them, baby. Let us know. Let us know how
Thank
fabulous
you,
that job is. Okay, bye-bye.
I will, and congrats for tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And we're going to Anya in North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hello there. Misty, nice to speak with you again.
You too, darling. What's up?
Like for so many people, a lot of changes in the last year. I ended up switching jobs in the beginning of February, and I'm now selling art, and never
wow.
thought I would find myself doing something like that. And I just would like to know if the channel has anything to tell me about what I'm doing now. I see the good in it. It wasn't something I had set my sights on. It was an opportunity that was presented to me that I took. And I find that I'm enjoying it. The favorite part of the other job is just all the people that I get to interact with. And I find my self-confidence growing just in dealing with people.
So, Anya, why are you doubting it? Everything that came out of your mouth is, I love it. I love the people. I feel like I'm good at it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, I think it's because partly the it's taken me away from my own creativity and what I was doing before, the photography that I was doing, things that I was pursuing. And it's been like, it's like a 360-degree swooping. And again, I see all the good points. I see all the good things that are happening here. I'm bringing my light there.
You're not seeing that it's part of your creativity.
That's exactly my point. There you go.
Of your creativity. And, you know, again, God works in mysterious ways. I mean, was a guest star in a daytime soap? It had never flippin' occurred to me that I would ever want to do that. And so the opportunity comes, and I go, well, this isn't really what I do. My agent said, Dee, it's a week. It's an pivotal part. You know, challenge yourself. So I did, and look where it's led. I mean,
right.
You know, you just have to know that life is creative, Anya. Everything you do is creative.
Boy, howdy.
And the other thing they want you to know is you still have this belief that you have to make a choice. Nobody's saying that you can't still do what you were doing before.
Right.
And, by the way, they're saying there's a great plan here because your work is going to actually dovetail into what you're doing now.
Well, I knew there had to be a darn good reason. I'm just doing it one day at a time going, okay, I know I'm going to understand this at some point. And meanwhile, lots of good things are happening. So,
well, yeah. So, yeah. Again, guys, why do we doubt this?
Yeah.
Why do we doubt the good stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
We have no problem doubting the crummy stuff. Right?
Sure.
It's all about expansion.
Yeah, getting that out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about expansion, honey. And you can't expand by just doing the same stuff.
That's very true.
So trust that there is a great plan here.
Okay.
And
okay.
You planned it, by the way.
Apparently.
So let it. This is a lot of what you've been asking for.
Okay.
Let it evolve, but don't for 1 minute think it's limiting you. It's expanding.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. That helps,
you bet.
Too. That helps.
All right, darling. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Watching tonight. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, unfortunately, you all can't watch tonight. For the first year in a long time, they're not being televised because of a number of different reasons, which is kind of pointless and not the point of our show. So we're moving on. Eileen in New York. Hi, you're up.
Hi. You know, it's so funny that everything that the channel said related to me in such a big way. And now it's like, okay, well, what question do I want to ask?
It's really been answered, Eileen. Your questions have all been answered. Actually, everybody's question has been answered. You're the light. You get to choose. You get to choose your beliefs. You know, everybody write down what beliefs you want to believe. Start committing to them. That's another great way to integrate yourself, they're saying.
Yeah. Well, the pressing thing that I did want to ask, if you wouldn't mind,
I would like to
ask. It really has to do with my hearing. Like I have perfect pitch, but lately I don't. And I know it must have something to do with how the energies are changing.
Well, how your energy is changing, or the higher statement they're saying is how you're not allowing your energy to change. Whoa, my pendulum just went to its great big yes. And that's kind of the theme of the show. If you go back and listen to what the majority of people have been talking about, why am I not allowing myself to move into the opportunity? Why am I not allowing myself to be happy about where I'm at? Right? Why am I not allowing this peacefulness and joy and love to come together and be united in the frequency of who I am? So it's about your hearing, and I'm not a doctor. If you think you need to go to a doctor, you need to follow that through. You're your highest answer. But they're saying the energetic thing is that you're not hearing from yourself the greatest message that you are wanting to hear from your higher knowing. Do you know what that is?
I have an idea.
Well, throw it out here.
It really has to do with accepting my own greatness.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Which is, you know, the core of all of this work. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. Love yourself so much that you can't love anything less. Okay, so why do you think you can't appreciate and embrace the magnificence of you? And I'm asking everybody on the call. They're sending me to a core belief. This page here. Okay, I'll never be good enough. Well, we're going to stop there. I'll never be good enough. That's the belief that we've been taught literally since mankind has been in embodiment. And they're showing me Adam and Eve and all that, you know, fall from grace and all that stuff that we're still carrying in ourselves forever ad infinitum. Aren't we bored with that? Nobody ever fell from grace. You decided to come into embodiment to study good and evil and the creation of energy. That's it. So, you know, in my life, I've been fortunate to combine the two. I get to study evil through all the horror films that I do. I get to study good and love through all the healing work. And I've been blessed to see how the two of them work together. So, you get to choose what belief about good and evil and how awesome you are or how not awesome you are, how great the world is, how screwed up the world is. You get to choose all of that. And that will create the reality because they're different frequencies that you live in by the choices that you make. Are you with me, Eileen?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So the best thing we can do is get up every day and just love ourselves and love the world and put love out and see the good wherever we can see it if that's the experience you want. That's the experience I want. I don't want the experience of the horror films that I play. You know, at one point, I realized in my career that I was, in my life, that I was creating as much drama in my life as I was playing on the screen. And that's what we're all doing when we don't acknowledge that creation is easy and it's effortless, and all we have to do is keep ourselves in the frequency of love. Now, that means our brain can't be scrambled, and our subconscious can't hold on to all of these fearful things that are fighting what our conscious mind wants. That's all we're doing, guys, is being so conscious that we get all of us on board with love. In a nutshell, that's it. And you can't do it if you keep whipping yourself and thinking, you know, you're not awesome. That's the biggest thing that's going to scramble your frequencies.
Yeah, I feel that I'm doing it more because more is coming to me. So
you are doing it more.
Yeah.
So just keep doing what you're doing. And anytime, you know, you have a negative or a limiting thought, find something that you go to. Flash the word love in your mind. Go every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Whatever it is, just stop it in its tracks and go, I'm not going to give it, you know, I'm giving my attention. I'm bringing my frequency. I'm getting in alignment with all the beliefs about love and joy and fabulousness that I am and that the world is. Got it?
I got it.
It's easy. You just have to stay conscious and do it. And then pretty soon your brain goes, oh, I get it. That's where I'm supposed to go. Thanks for calling, baby.
Thank you.
Jay in Canada. Dude, what's up?
Not too much. Congratulations on your Emmy nomination. And,
Thank you.
Tonight. Yeah. So my question is regarding my boss in a way. He doesn't really acknowledge me that I can really contribute to the company a lot.
Okay. I say you acknowledge yourself, Jay. I get a no.
Why
so most of us are asking the outside world to acknowledge and tell us how fabulous we are when we're not doing it for ourselves. So talk to me about that. Do you think you're doing it?
I'm curious. I'm just real. Maybe I can give myself a pat on the back.
Well, it's a lot more than a pat on the back. They're saying a pat on the back is like, you're fine.
Yeah.
They're not talking about you're fine. They're talking about you're magical and marvelous and in charge of creation. How much more awesome can you be?
That's true. That's true.
So that's what we all have to, we just want to focus on that, guys. Every day, get up, and my intention today is to experience how awesome and magical and incredible and marvelous I am. That's my intention for this day.
Breathe it in.
Yeah.
It in.
And have fun, Jay. Have fun with it.
I will.
You know, if you watch a little kid before we teach them otherwise, they know how special they are.
Yes.
You know, they get up and they dance and they squeal and they run around and they know they're the center of the universe. Yeah. Let's all get back there. And so it is. I'm not getting anything else, baby. Just lighten up, have more fun, and know how awesome you are. And well, then everybody else has to know that, too. It's law. That's got to be matched, because that's the charge you're sending out then. Do you understand?
I understand.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey.
Great to hear from you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
I love all of you. Miss Vicki in Tennessee, what's up?
Hello, Dee. How's it going?
It's going good, baby.
Oh, awesome. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm just feeling the call to call this morning. I was like, something. And I feel like I've had my some answers as I've listened.
Yeah, we're going to the baby. What's going on with the baby?
Baby's happy. Baby's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Can you be more like her?
Yes, I think that's just what the message is.
That seriously is why you called.
Okay, cool.
And these are the words I'm being given. You've got the example right in front of your freaking eyes. Just be like her.
Yeah.
You know, all this adult stuff. It's way overrated, they're saying.
Oh, I know. I agree.
All this responsibility stuff, way. Okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's nothing else, Vicki, swear to God.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
Nothing else.
Okay.
Lighten up and have some more fun, woman. Squeal a little more.
Okay.
Does she squeal?
Yeah, I was just thinking it. I was like, I knew I was going to be next. I got myself off the speaker. I was like, she's going to call me next.
Yeah.
Because, she's a squealer and just loves every moment of life. She's just one of those naturally happy people. And it's just so beautiful.
She came
to
teach
you know?
Both of you. She came in to teach both of you that.
Yeah.
So in the morning, Vicki, when you wake up, go into the bathroom, shut the door, and give yourself a really happy, glorious squeal.
Okay.
You know, and remind yourself, be as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Okay. Well, I think when I called, I was thinking, you know, I did an amazing workshop yesterday for 6 people, and I come home exhausted. But I have this dream of like wanting to work with big groups of people, and I'm feeling that is my next step. Like the channel in me is saying big audiences.
Well, yeah, but you
and
can't
I'm thinking
let
maybe I'm just working with too small a group.
You can't,
and it wouldn't be so tiring for me.
It can't. You can't do that.
I'm sorry.
You can't expand because you're in fear of being so tired.
Yes, that's part of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again,
then I'm thinking maybe it's the opposite. Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect way, what I'm talking about, where our belief systems thwart what we want. So part of Vicki is saying, I want to expand and teach in front of larger audiences. And the other part of Vicki is going, oh, well, you better watch out because you know how tired you get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so people ask me that all the time. Don't I get tired? Like at Creation Station. Did you ever see me getting tired?
No.
No. I never get tired. So there's a belief in there, and they want a song from you.
How deep is your love?
Okay. Well, how big is your love?
It's infinite.
Right. So it doesn't take a lot of energy to love.
Right.
And that's what you're there for. You can teach thousands, you can teach millions, and you can teach 6, and it's the same thing. The more you interchange with them in a loving way, the more energetic you will be.
That's what I'm sensing. Yeah. And it's
well,
almost
you're
like,
right.
It's
yeah,
like
but
it's,
you're going
it wears
into
me,
it
it's
with this,
tiring. Go ahead.
You're going into it with this responsibility thing.
Uh-huh.
You're not responsible for whether they shift. You can't be responsible for whether they shift. Believe me, I've done thousands of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's their responsibility. Your responsibility is to walk in. And the other thing they want you to know is relax. The channel's going to give you everything. The last creation station I did, they said, we don't even want you to write anything out, which scared the hell out of me. Nope, just get up. We'll give it to you as this group needs it. And the weekend unfolded effortlessly and excitingly and perfectly. Mm-hmm. So you got to trust that, dude.
You know, I heard the same thing for this workshop. It was like, don't write anything out. So, but I wrote something out, but I didn't follow it when I got there. I was like, why did I even write all that out?
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, cool.
Okay, go get them.
All right. I'm getting them. It's on. Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
You bet. Love you, too. Oh, we just want to struggle to conquer, don't we? Hello, Lee in Los Angeles. You're on.
Good morning.
Good morning, darling.
Wow. Like you said, all questions have been answered. So I just want to share. I would love to share two things that I learned this week using the light tools. And one is, before you get out of bed, with your eyes closed, stretch. And every time you stretch, giggle. And then it can be any kind of giggle sound. It doesn't have to be, you know, one that's normal. And then say good morning to your toes before you put them on the floor. And every time something bumps at you, say to yourself, it's a joke, laugh, and then see the joke in it. And wow, it's been amazing.
Okay, so what you just described is a very fun way of directing your day. You didn't use words necessarily. You used actions. And that's very, very powerful, Lee, because what you're saying is, okay, it's a new day. I'm going to stretch. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to loosen up. I'm going to love the part of my toes that take me there and my feet that take me there, right?
Yeah.
That's another way they want you to realize that even without understanding, you are bringing your frequencies into alignment when you do these things. Pretty cool, huh?
Pretty, really cool.
Yeah.
and the expansion is happening, like leaps and bounds.
Awesome.
Leaps and bounds. So,
awesome.
Yay.
Yay, indeed.
Yay.
And isn't expansion fun?
Really invigorating.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Vicki? Expansion is fun and invigorating, right? Because when you're in the flow, guys, everything's delivered to you. And so all the effort and struggle fall away. And you're just living in the moment of creation, and you don't have to struggle to conquer whatever it is you're working on or playing with. Lovely, Lee. Thank you for that. That's a great end to the show. Thank
Many
you, darling.
Blessings. You're welcome.
Well, guys, I went as fast as I could, but boy, did we cover some great stuff today. Know that you got all or most of your question answered. So look where that answer is. It's pretty clear to all of us. Be happy. Keep your frequencies, you know, aligned. Integrate yourself. Get all of you on board with what you want, all your belief systems, and then have a lot of fun letting the universe just deliver to you. Follow the things that are given you if they feel good and they make you happy. Trust that you are in partnership with the universe and that you are creating with it for everyone's highest good. Love you all so much. Oh, my God, you are so incredible. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love yourselves more. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.